The precipitation is an important driver of the formation of clay minerals. So we're putting here annual rainfall. Cairns then has about, 2.5 metres a year. Cape Trib has 4. Go to the top of Ballandum Kerr or something, you get very scary numbers. So we're seeing in this plot then the clay mineral composition versus rainfall. So smectite then, which is a good clay mineral to find in a soil because of that exchange capacity, the ability to hold plant useful nutrients, that's found under temperate sort of rainfall conditions. It then is transformed into kaolinite at the end of the day. We find that kaolinite then is stable up into relatively high rainfall regimes, which is why we do find kaolinite up north. But then finally after that, under high temperature, high rainfall, we transform all of these clay minerals through to gibbsite and the iron oxide. So that's why up north we've got these big deposits of bauxite, because that's very highly weathered soil. The actual process of weathering, I said if we destabilise the layer, then we can cleave off layer by layer, and that's particularly important then for these 2-to-1 minerals which have got exchange capacity in the interlayer space. In the case of ones that don't have that capacity, then edge weathering is the norm. So if we're looking at our micas, for instance, our muscovite mica, then to attack that structure, our only option is to go in from the ends and wedge apart these things. The edge weathering then particularly important for large particles, whereas when your particle is small enough, you're able to destabilise enough of the edge area that the whole layer can be destabilised and cleave off. So this becomes important for particles smaller than 2 microns.